Introduction. Welcome to stage 2 of our course. User Journey for Software Developers. Navigating Data Engineering Fundamentals in a B2C Context. In this stage, we will explore the essential methods of data collection and ingestion strategies. Data is the backbone of successful software development, especially in a B2C environment where understanding user behavior is crucial. By the end of this session, you will gain insights into different data sources, collection methods, and ingestion techniques that can be applied in real-world scenarios. So, let's dive in. Main content. Overview of data sources. Structured versus unstructured. Data can be broadly categorized into two types: structured and unstructured. Structured data is highly organized and easily searchable in databases, typically found in formats like spreadsheets or relational databases. For instance, customer information stored in a CRM system, such as names, addresses, and purchase histories, is structured data. On the other hand, unstructured data lacks a predefined format and is often more challenging to analyze. This includes data from social media posts, customer reviews, or multimedia content like videos and images. Understanding the distinction between these two types of data is crucial for selecting the appropriate data collection methods. For example, while structured data can be easily queried, unstructured data may require advanced techniques like natural language processing to extract meaningful insights. It's also worth noting that semi-structured data, such as JSON or XML files, falls between these two categories and can contain elements of both. As you navigate through your data engineering journey, consider how you can leverage both structured and unstructured data to enhance user experiences. Methods of data collection. APIs. Web scraping. Data warehousing. Now that we've covered the types of data, let's look at various methods of data collection. One of the most common methods is utilizing APIs, or application programming interfaces. APIs allow applications to communicate with each other, enabling the collection of data from external sources seamlessly. For instance, if you're developing an e-commerce platform, you can use APIs to gather data from payment gateways or inventory management systems. A practical example would be integrating with a shipping service API to automatically retrieve tracking information for customer orders. Another method is web scraping, which involves extracting data from websites. This technique is particularly useful when data isn't readily available through APIs. An example could be a travel aggregator site that scrapes flight and hotel prices from various travel booking websites to provide users with the best options. However, it's important to respect the website's terms of service and ensure compliance when scraping data. Data warehousing is another essential method, where data from multiple sources is consolidated into a single repository for analysis. It allows for efficient querying and reporting, making it easier to derive insights. A real-world example of this would be a retail company that collects data from in-store sales, online purchases, and customer feedback, storing it all in a centralized data warehouse for analysis. This centralized approach enables businesses to perform comprehensive analyses and generate actionable insights across different customer touchpoints. Data ingestion techniques. Batch versus stream processing. Once data is collected, the next step is ingestion. There are two primary techniques: batch processing and stream processing. Batch processing involves collecting data over a period and processing it at once. This method is suitable for scenarios where real-time data is not critical. For example, a monthly sales report may be generated by processing a batch of sales transactions collected throughout the month, This approach can be cost-effective and simpler to implement for businesses that do not require immediate insights. In contrast, stream processing allows for real-time data ingestion and analysis. This technique is essential for applications that require immediate insights, such as fraud detection in financial transactions. Imagine a streaming service analyzing user behavior as it happens to provide personalized recommendations instantly. Another example is a social media platform that processes user interactions in real time to adjust trending content or advertisements dynamically. Choosing between batch and stream processing depends on your specific use case and the requirements of your B2C application. Both techniques offer unique benefits that can enhance the user journey when applied correctly. For instance, a news website may choose stream processing to deliver live updates on breaking news, while an analytics dashboard might use batch processing to update metrics at regular intervals. Conclusion. In this stage, we explored the various data sources, methods of data collection, and ingestion techniques relevant to data engineering in a B2C context. By understanding the differences between structured and unstructured data, utilizing APIs and web scraping for data collection, and choosing the right ingestion method, you can significantly improve your data handling strategies. As you progress in your career, these skills will be invaluable in creating robust software solutions that meet user needs. Reflection questions. 1. How can you leverage both structured and unstructured data in your current or future projects? 2. Which data collection method do you think would be most effective for your specific use case? And why? 3. In your opinion, what factors should influence the choice between batch processing and stream processing in a B2C application? Thank you for joining me in this stage, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one.